Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now we continue our series on the national science test questions that American kids can't answer with actual test questions. We did so badly as a nation and as a city. Only 13% of 8th graders and 18% of 4th graders in public school in New York were considered proficient on this nationwide science exam. Are you smarter than a 4th, 8th, or 12th grader? Today we'll learn a little bit about heat and thermal conductivity through some of these questions with Katie Gardner, science educator at the Liberty Science Center in Jersey City. Hi, Katie. Welcome to WNYC.
Hello, Brian.
And this first question comes from the 4th grade test. Which statement explains why light from the sun can warm up water in a glass? A, light travels very fast. B, light travels in straight lines. C, water reflects light energy. Or D, water absorbs light energy. And the answer is?
I would say D, water absorbs light energy.
And, of course, it helps that light travels very fast because then it could warm up the water before we drink it.
Well, it doesn't heat water up that fast.
That's
true. It is very important in our climate system. If you were to consider the ocean and how much water actually covers our planet, the fact that those oceans can absorb that energy is very important to our climate.
This next question seems to be pretty easy. After all, the phenomenon happens literally every day, but only 30% of fourth graders got this one right. Why does the sun appear to move across the sky every day? It's so simple.
Well, sometimes it's hard to change your perspective. We live on planet Earth, and it looks like the sun is moving in relationship to us. But in reality, we are the ones moving around the sun, and we're also rotating on our axis. So as the Earth turns, we get a different view of that sun, and it actually appears to us that the sun is moving.
Another real question for the fourth grade level. A thermometer shows that the outside air temperature is colder than the temperature at which water turns to ice. However, ice on the sidewalk melts. What probably caused this?
Well, my first instinct when I saw that question was, well, was there salt on the sidewalk?
Mm.
But actually, the sunlight coming in, if you're right close to the freezing temperature, it might be able to heat up that sidewalk so that the ice isn't going to form, even though the air temperature may be colder. Air can heat up and cool down much faster than rock or pavement or concrete.
Now, this one was given to 8th graders, and it's considered pretty hard. When you exercise strenuously, your body produces excess heat. Describe what your body does to help prevent your temperature from rising excessively and explain why the body's response is effective. Now, sweat comes to mind immediately. We sweat, and that actually cools our skin as the sweat dries. But there are other processes too, right?
There are some other processes to that. By basically opening up the blood vessels to some of the extremities of our body, our arms, our legs, around our ears. You may see people's faces start getting more flush, and they're just trying to get more blood to the surface of our bodies so that as we sweat, it'll help cool down that blood before it goes back into our core.
Hmm.
And just the opposite happens in colder temperatures. We try to cut off those extremities so it doesn't become a liability to the internal organs that are all central to the core of our body.
Now, of all the questions we've been asking in this series, this one may be the most challenging because only a quarter of fourth graders answered it correctly. Janet has four identical containers. In each container, there are 200 grams of a different colored sand, as shown below. It's illustrated. All the sand is at the same temperature and has the same grain size. The diagram shows four jars labeled white, pink, brown, black. Janet leaves the containers out in the full sun for 3 hours. Then she measures the temperature of the sand in each container. And her results are White, 22 degrees. Pink, 28 degrees. Brown, 41 degrees. Black, 45 degrees. Explain why the temperature of the sand in each container is different. We have 20 seconds left, Katie. So why does the black sand get the hottest?
Well, black is a color that absorbs most of the energy coming in, whereas white is going to reflect or scatter that energy. So if a fourth grader can just differentiate between those two colors, then just say, all right, well, pink is closer to white, so
it's
kind of in the middle, and brown's going to be closer to black. And I would expect a fourth grader to understand that.
Fourth graders, only 25% of them thought it through and thought, well, gee, you know, mom and dad dress me in a white shirt in the summer because it's cooler.
Well, so. I thought about, you know, I can walk barefoot on the pool deck, which is white, but I don't dare walk out into the parking lot, that black asphalt, in the summertime.
Good one. Yeah. Katie Gardner, science educator at the Liberty Science Center in Jersey City. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We continue and conclude this series on the science test questions tomorrow. Coming up after the news, Robert Baer, the spy, and Dana Baer, his wife, who's also a spy, on the Leonard Lopez Show, Married CIA Agents. Leonard after the news, Brian Lehrer on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.